Do you think that men are equally the victims of this ideal?
Certainly in the last 5 years or so, advertisers have figured out that it works, that you can target a vast market by making people feel sexually inadequate and sexually insecure. And increasingly, there's a new beauty myth being developed in mainstream media aimed at men to undermine their feelings of aesthetic self-worth. And psychiatrists are predicting a rise in eating disorders among young men. However, I don't believe in my lifetime, as long as men hold the balance of economic power, that they will feel that their appearance determines not only their attractiveness to women, if that's who they're interested in, but their entire self-worth as a human being. In other words, men have role models in the world all around them. Women's role models that they see are largely confined to fashion models. And so until the balance of power in society changes tremendously, I doubt that men will see fashion models, male fashion models, and view them as role models.
Then you are essentially talking about power.
Exactly. That's precisely what I'm talking about. Can I? I left out an interim link there when I was explaining who's
Please.
At fault, who's to
Please.
Blame. I described a social mood in which a new ideology was desperately necessary. One of the new points I make in my book, which is very important, is that I am not blaming men as individual lovers, husbands, fathers. I don't believe that the pressure of this intensified, what I call beauty backlash, comes from individual men. I believe it comes from institutions, male-dominated institutions, that are safeguarding political power.